a pastor stands up here and speaks to you from the Word of God, we are supposed to be prophets. Not speaking of the future, but explaining the Word of God and what it means and how it impacts our lives. And there are too many of us who have taken a side road and haven't said what is real and to be accommodating to the world to be safe. Ever been in a situation where everybody says something to the effect of, I'll give it a rest? Something like that, because they're tired of hearing it? In my case, it's all, there goes Larry again. Happens a lot. And you do it even when you know you won't win anyway. Because some battles you need to fight even when you know you won't win because they are just battles. And sometimes I don't know when to quit an argument, and I should. And it annoys folks. I don't really mean to try, but it does. And ministry does that. Do you remember the parable that Jesus tells the man knocking on the door wanting bread at midnight? The guy had a visitor show up, he didn't feed him, so he went next door to knocking on the door, and the guy says, go away, I'm in bed. And the man said, I need to feed my friend here. The guy said, go away, I'm in bed. And Jesus said, he keeps knocking until finally he gives in. You got to be stubborn. And as Christians, we face many hurdles today and many more to come. We've been safe for so many years in this country. Not so in the rest of the world, but in this country. We become complacent. And that's what happened to Israel. The Jews became complacent, and so they picked up these false idols and added them in. And haven't we? Don't we have all these false gods in entertainment, in sports, in dollars, in everything? We've had absolute freedom to worship and celebrate our faith, but now we're getting small little things. You gotta wear a mask, you can't have more than 10 people at a time. And we're chafing at that when other people have said, you can't worship or you get shot. Whether you agree with their politics or not, Trump or Biden, Democrats or Republicans, furor broke out the other day because Secretary of State in Israel made a speech and people were saying he was too overtly showing his Christian faith in his speech. How can you not? How can you not? At least in Jeremiah's day, it was all out in the open. Everybody knew what everybody knew, and everybody was religious in some form or fashion. There were no atheists, really, in Jeremiah's day. They all had some kind of a God. And everybody was happy. Even the government, because everybody paid taxes. Everybody was happy. But Jeremiah saw all this, and he was depressed. And he was unhappy. And people looked at him and said, look at this guy serving God, or so he says, he's unhappy. And thinks everybody serving God is unhappy. But like Jeremiah, we've got God to sustain us. Just as ordinary people. Here's the thing about Jeremiah. If you pick up the book and go back to about chapter 12 and read from there up to where we are today, you'll discover that this lament that he's writing, and it is a lament, it's actually Jeremiah talking more to himself. It's exposing his innermost thought, which is very unusual for a prophet. The prophets, you know, Isaiah, Nahum, Micah, all of them, they talk God's word, they speak it out. But this is his innermost thoughts. It's stuff that you'd write down in your diary or share with your closest friends. It's not stuff that you would spread out to the world. And here we are, 4,000 years later, talking about professor of theology at Loyola. His name is Stephen Powell. And this is what he says about Jeremiah's depression and his agonizing and his lamenting. He says, this whole mess here of Jeremiah calls for a response from God. And God responds, but not in the way that Jeremiah wants. God calls Jeremiah to turn around or repent. Wait a minute, Jeremiah has been doing God's work. How can you repent? It's the attitude that needs repenting. If Jeremiah will only turn towards God, God will turn toward him. And if Jeremiah gives up these stupid, worthless words, he can continue to speak for God. And Jeremiah is called to return to the Lord, directing his attention only to God. And so should you. So should I. We all need to repent of our lack of attention. Kind of reminds me of a refrain of a song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look into his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Y'all know that one? That's what Jeremiah is being called to do. Not necessarily calling him to look for Jesus, but to look for God. Helen Lemmel is the name of the woman who wrote those words. And he had it right, and she understood like Jeremiah was told. Now, I faced a large number of obstacles in my life from a very young age. I'm sure y'all have. Some people say that I had a tough life growing up. Others say I had it pretty easy. I had a tough life growing up. I have identical twin sisters 10 years older than me. I had a tough life growing up. They'd probably give you different answers too as to whether it was a tough life. But as I've grown older, probably age 15, 16, when I started to get independent, not independent from God, but independent from the quote rule of the family, I realized that God had to be my number one backer, had to have the Word of God on my side, had to be there, had to understand that. Remember I said earlier that we're all rugged individualists as Americans. I don't care if you've been here for 2 days. As soon as you step ashore here in this country, you become an American, at least in attitude, and you get that individualism. But I've discovered two very important things. One is I needed somebody to help me through the tough stuff, and God sent me that helper. Sitting right there. 15. Maybe 15 or 16. Something like that. I wouldn't have made it anywhere without Andrea. And number two, I discovered that the more obstacles, I love saying it that way, the more obstacles I encountered, the surer that I became, and I become, that I was doing the right thing if I was doing it for God. And sometimes that was costly. But I still do what I know is right, despite the consequences, and sometimes they've been tough. So believe it or not, I'm at the end. I know I've gone a long time, I apologize. Way too long probably for a lot of you. Long for me. But I got a final query for you. Be depressed. I'm not talking about clinically sitting around watching soap operas and eating bonbons all day depressed. Are you depressed? Are you unhappy? Then turn back to God. Because somewhere you're missing that completeness of turning back to God. We can all turn our attention back to God closer none of us pay enough attention. We're all too easily distracted. None of us are faithful enough. And we need to decide. Here's that terrible thing called free will. Free will does play a part in our lives, and we have to decide something. And we have to decide that we will do what needs to be done regardless of the consequences, if it's what God says to do. And you will be blessed if you do. Somehow, somewhere, some way. I'm not saying if you give me a brand new Cadillac, you're going to get, $15,000. But I will say that if you do what God tells you to do, you will see blessings. I guarantee it, because God guarantees it. Amen.